Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Sanhedrin, Parakei Mishnah Gimel Masechet Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esar Basrachol Shish B'zecher Afayin Ruziva Gahagon B'Karav Mamesh. And the previous two Mishnahs began discussing the Chakiras and Bedikas, the different questions that we ask the Edim in order to determine whether they're saying the truth. So now we talk about some troubleshooting. One aid said that it happened on the second of the month, and the other one said it happened on the third of the month. Edus and Kayames, not a problem. The Edus is still valid. This one knows that the previous month was extended, which means a day was added to the previous month. Instead of being a 29-day month, it was a 30-day month, and that means that the day that the thing happened was really on the second of the new month and not on the third. But the other aide didn't know that the previous month was extended. That means that he thought the previous month was 29 days, which means that the day that the thing happened was on the third of the new month. And since they just made a simple mistake in the calendar, we're able to explain that they really saw the same exact thing happen on the same day. However, if one said that it happened on the third of the month and the other one said it happened on the fifth of the month, then Edus and Betela, their Edus is batel, because a two-day discrepancy is impossible to account for. Another case, if one said that it happened 2 hours into the day, the other one said it happened three, so their Edus is valid, because you're able to make a mistake between 2 and 3 hours of the day. Whereas, Edus and Betela, if one said it happened the third hour, the other one said it happened the fifth hour, then their Edus is batel, because a two-hour discrepancy can't be accounted for, and that means their Edus is batel. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi just says that no, Kayamas, it is valid, a person will make a two-hour discrepancy. However, according to everybody, if one of the Edom said it happened the fifth hour of the day, and the other one said it happened the seventh hour of the day, then of course their Edus is batel. Why is that? In the fifth hour of the day, that's slightly before noon, and the sun is still in the eastern part of the sky, whereas in the seventh hour of the day, it's already a little bit after noon. That means the sun moved over to the western part of the sky, and so clearly their Edus is going to be batel in this case. Moving on to Mishnah Dalad, after we asked the first aid all the questions we wanted to, we bring the second aid in and we ask him all the questions we want. If their words turn out to be the same, they're equal, they're on par with each other, so then we start discussing the case, but we always want to start out trying to acquit the fellow. Now let's say one of the aidim pipes up and he says, I have a schos, I have a good thing to say, I have something that's going to be good for his case. Or one of the talmidim who's sitting there watching the proceedings says, I have something that's against him. We quiet him. That's because we don't listen to an aide's opinion. And a Talmud, we're not going to listen to his opinion if he has something bad to say. Whereas Amar Echad Amar Talmidim, if one of Talmidim pipes up and says, Yashli Lamar Olav Schos, I have something good for him, then Malan Oisai, we're going to bring him up, Umeshiva Oisai Beinehen, and we're going to put him among all the other Dayanim, V'loi Hayayard Misham Kalyim Kuloi, and he doesn't go down from there the entire day. And im Yesh Mamish Bidvarov, if there is Mamish, if there's Teichen, there's content, what he's saying is good, it's halachically sound, so then Shaimanloi, we're going to listen to him, meaning we'll count him as a valid opinion, and when they take a vote all the way at the end and see how many yeas and nays we have, we're going to count his opinion. Now, if Yilu Oimer, even if the Baal Din himself says, the guy who's being judged, he says, Yashi Laman Alas Mischos, I have something good to say about me for my defense. Shemile, we're going to listen to him. It has to be there's actually Teichen to what he's saying. It can't just be that he makes something up. We're obviously not going to listen to him if it doesn't make any sense. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah. Hey, and Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.